12 years ago, my wife and I looked at 11 acres on the outskirts of Helena, Montana. We knew this was where we wanted to build our home. The land was covered with dense forest, including dozens of stately old-growth ponderosa pines. 4 years ago, the beetles came. First, a couple of our oldest pine trees turned red. Alarmed, we quickly cut them down and covered them with black plastic. Then, things went exponential. One dead tree turned to 5, and the next year 5 turned to 30, dying far faster than I could cut them down. Now the mortality count is in the hundreds, more than 95% of our forest, and many more in the national forest around us. Last week, we threw in the towel. A logging crew cut down all but a few of our trees, taking away our forest and leaving us a meadow. And good riddance, the sooner they're gone the better. Dead trees are fire waiting to happen. It's beyond sad to watch your robust green forest turn red and dead in a matter of a few years. This phenomenon is going on all around the West, from Colorado to Alaska. Scientists believe the proliferation of beetles is a consequence of a warming climate. Bitter cold temperatures are the only way to keep them in check, and our coldest winter temperatures are now as much as 10 degrees warmer than in the past, which allows the beetles to escape significant winter kill. The epidemic will likely be done, experts say, when the bugs run out of food, when they kill all the trees. We'll miss our forest. The fact, though, is that nature is constantly changing. It's a tough lesson to learn, especially with a change this sudden. But a warming planet promises more of the same, so we'd better get used to it.